You know, we love hearing from you, so join the conversation. And if we miss you, you can always leave us a voicemail.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hi. I was listening to Jody talk about the mother-friend thing, and my mom passed away, getting ready to turn 92 years old from surgery incident. And once I became an adult, we became best friends, and she went with me to everything I went to. My friends wanted her to come out, and I wish she was here to still do it. So you can still be the mom. I still look at her as mom, but she also was my best friend. Have a great day. Love you guys.
I love this. Thank you so much for this. I'm sorry for your loss. We were talking about that because it's something I struggle with in motherhood. I was always so, Murphy knows this, intent on being their mother and being staying in that lane and not being their friend. But now that our girls are growing up and they're older, they want me in the friend zone. They talk to me about it. They're like, you know, we're older now. We can hang like friends.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm kind of like, I'm careful of that. I try to be.
Well, I mean, I think that boundary is different at different ages. You know what I mean?
I'm discovering that.
Right. What they need from you changes as they get older.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you can't be friendly, but, you know, I get that. If you're 10 years old and you're compromising on things
shouldn't be compromising on
as a parent,
right,
that really shortchanges your children. So.
It does. Mm-hmm. So I always wanted to stay in that lane, and I did. But now they're ready. They're not 10 years old anymore, so they're ready. And what's funny is that this is the weekend. You understand?
Well,
it's me, Taylor, and Phoebe. We're going on our girls' mom-daughter weekend.
I think that's
going
to be a blast.
Two nights away. We'll be back to pick you up on Easter Sunday, Murph.
And you're going
to
party with the girls?
Now, wait. I didn't say I was going to party with them, but it's going to be more friendly and less mommy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's not anything you're going to have to be contrived about doing. It's just a natural thing. Yeah,
it is happening naturally, and I love it.
Yeah, I love that for you.
I love the stage where they are, so I'm looking forward to the weekend, too. Party! Anyway, thank you for that. Drop us a voicemail or join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50. And next, Sam is the food dude.
We'll find out what happens when Kraft mac and cheese meets popcorn.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
I have a new mission. It's finding some tasty popcorn that's about to hit the shelves.
Okay.
This was debuted at one of those snack shows earlier this year. It hasn't hit shelves yet.
They do snack shows? Where?
We need a road trip.
This one was in Vegas.
Okay.
It's a candy and salt.
Definitely want a
candy
road trip.
And snack show.
Isn't CES
in Vegas too at the same time?
I don't know if it's the same time. That would be really smart.
My goodness, electronics and candy.
Well, then let's do a trip next year.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. You're going to get ready for this. Kraft mac and cheese. Popcorn.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Please.
Oscar Mayer bacon cheddar. Popcorn.
I don't need bacon.
How about that?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they even put the Kraft one in a blue bag, just like the box.
I wonder if they season it with the powder cheese. Of course they do.
Well, I would hope that's the point.
Yeah.
So good.
I guess maybe you shouldn't attempt that at home with the Kraft mac and cheese.
Just open
the package and
try it.
Ooh, yeah.
I wonder if Cheetos is getting a little nervous. Yeah. They shouldn't.
Well, look, I mean, they've got the Cheetos popcorn already, and it's good, too.
I know.
Look, let us know if you see these in the stores. I don't think they're there yet. Just in time for Easter this week, there's a new M&M. It's called Easter Sunday.
I've seen it.
S-U-N-D-A-E.
I've seen them.
You get any?
No.
Vanilla ice cream and cherry flavor, covered in a dark chocolate fudge coating.
Well, I didn't know it was dark chocolate. I should have bought it.
Okay. Hey, Murphy, new snack for you. Little Debbie has added a tasty donut stick, apple cinnamon donut sticks.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, for coffee dunking.
Why is it for Murphy? Oh, Little Debbie. That's right.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a childhood thing.
Murphy's first love.
Yeah.
There's a comfort taste in everything. Every Little Debbie cake has a similar taste.
Yeah.
And it's that comfort thing when you take a bite. It's like, oh, it's like
a Taco Bell.
Yeah, right.
It's the same meat. New late night Dorito flavor. Last year, they unleashed Loaded Taco on us. This year, they're unleashing a sizzling cheeseburger.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about Loaded Taco.
Delicious. And a drink to tell you about. It's going to be here in time for Star Wars Day. Blue milk. The original
like
Star Wars,
milk?
No, it's a vanilla flavor, but they've never had blue milk on the market, and it's from the first Star Wars movie.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
It's for nerds only. That's why.
Wait, so who drank blue milk in the movie?
Well, Luke and his uncle and his aunt that got fried.
Okay.
It's Trumoo has teamed up with Lucas, and they're coming out with blue milk this
year. Super
cool. Awesome. Jody has your Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Sam was the first one to tell me about this, and I had to confirm it. And sure enough, it's creepy, but it's true. What? So Matthew Modine, who plays Papa on Stranger Things, the creepy father figure to all these poor kids, especially 11. Matthew Modine, who's a wonderful actor and apparently a good friend of everybody, is going to be the one to marry Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi. He has his license to perform weddings. Ha ha. So Papa's going to be there. I hope not in some creepy lab coat.
Of course
to marry
he will be.
Them.
That's the TV show.
Wonder if Barb will be there.
Yeah, right. Probably. She'll be by the pool.
Man, that half of that church or wherever they get married is Stranger Things people, and the other half rock and roll.
I mean,
baby.
No kidding, that's a place to be.
Yeah.
The word is that Matthew Modine, also, they asked him to do it. He said, yes, I'd be honored. And then he wrote some vows for them, and they liked it.
Oh, really?
How about get John Bon Jovi to write some stuff, too? But he's performing.
I promise not to give love a bad name.
Right. I'll be there for you.
Yeah. Hey! Anyway, isn't John Bon Jovi performing at the
something. We don't
reception?
Know if it's his songs or something.
You're right.
Just for...
This is the wedding we all want to crash, right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Coming up next.
Sam has music news.
Inspiration from Dua Lipa for the kids and honoring grandparents from Ariana Grande.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Did you know Dua Lipa was rejected when she tried out for the school choir?
Watch me.
I read that somewhere, and it's inspirational to know it, because listen to her.
Yeah, and the way it happened, too. She tried out for a high-range singing.
Soprano?
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Different
Murphy.
Show. A school assembly, the choir director said, hey, who wants to try out for the choir?
Uh-huh.
Everybody in the school was there. So she goes up there, and she said she tried to sing the high notes, and it just came out as air.
Right.
Everybody started laughing at her.
Aww.
Better luck next time. Go away. But
and
then
Dua
she
Lipa.
Came back later, and she did get in the choir, but singing in the lower range.
Next time you hear her, pay attention to how closely she sounds. She sounds like a combo of Katy Perry and Adele.
Yeah,
so love her. Good.
Got some mama news here from Ariana Grande. By the way, number one song on the chart this week is Ariana Grande.
We can't be friends, but I'd like to just
her new album, Eternal Sunshine, is out.
Yes.
And she's making news because her grandma is with her on a song that's charted at number 55 this week. It is called Ordinary Things. Here she comes.
Come home and I'd see him and the physical gets off that train. It was like God Almighty arrived.
Aww.
It was
it's advice from Nona Grande.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at 98 years old, it puts her as the oldest person to ever break the Hot 100 chart.
She's 98
cool.
years old.
Yes.
Whoa.
Before that, it was Tony Bennett at 85, but now it's
I
like that.
Years old.
I like that
and
a lot.
And Olivia Rodrigo taking a little piece from the Taylor Swift playbook, putting out multiple versions of her current album.
Sure.
Now, she put out the Guts album, and then she put out the Guts Secret Track Vinyl Collection, which has four secret bonus tracks on it.
Yeah.
And then she went, and now she's announcing that there's a deluxe edition that's going to have even more secret tracks on it.
Wow.
Well, she can do what she wants with it. I mean, it's her stuff, and there's no wrong way to do your own stuff.
Yeah. So, coming up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, the death toll from that deadly attack at a concert hall in Russia on Friday has now risen to 133 people and over 100 still in the hospital with injuries. Four suspects were arrested over the weekend, and three of them have pled guilty to charges. And they're saying, and it's been confirmed that they were involved with ISIS-K,
yeah.
a branch of the Islamic State.
I've never heard of ISIS-K.
Right. And it was insinuated over the weekend that Ukraine may have had something to do with it, and everyone says, no, no, no. Even right. the White House issues a statement saying ISIS bears sole responsibility here. Number two, the Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are just bonkers again. Bonkers. tonight's Powerball estimated at $800 million.
Yes.
And then for Tuesday's Mega Millions, you're talking $1.1 billion. So $526 million if you take the lump sum.
Hmm.
Bonkers, ridiculous yeah. money. And number three, Princess Catherine announced to the world on Friday that she is battling cancer. And a beautiful message. And then after that message, where she did not get specific about what kind of cancer yeah. she has, they announced that she is undergoing preventative chemotherapy and that she and William are extremely moved by the support that they've already received from the world.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
When you name your kid, you do normally put a lot of thought into it, and it's good for mm-hmm. a couple of reasons. Number one, they will live with that name for the rest of their lives. They will mm-hmm. have conversations about it with people. But also, you'll be saying it a lot. You better like your kid's name because you're going to be saying it a lot.
And other iterations of it,
yeah.
nicknames and everything.
That you don't even know are going to happen until yeah. you meet yeah. that kid or know that kid.
You're right.
I bring this up because, Murph, the other night, you and I went to dinner where our Phoebe works.
Mm-hmm.
She waits tables. And she told us from jump, when she started waiting tables, she said, when you walk up and you introduce yourself to the table, you say, hi, I'm Phoebe. You say your name. Your server tells you their name. And she says a lot of times people have something to say to her about her name. And she said, it's unique. Actually works to my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you're welcome. But I actually witnessed it the other night. So we were sitting in Phoebe's section.
Mm-hmm.
We ordered, and then you got up and went to the men's room, Murph, and
yeah.
you missed this. So there was a table that sat down right next to us with four adults.
Yeah.
And they were waiting for two other people. And she walked up and said, hi, I'm just totally listening, like a regular patron, pretending not to be her mom. And then she's like, hi, my name is Phoebe, and I'll be taking care of you tonight. And the man at the closest to her said, oh, like Phoebe from Friends? And she goes, just like Phoebe from Friends. And he goes, well, I've never met a real life Phoebe. And she goes, well, now you have. Welcome to it. And I was like, man, she is working the name.
That's so funny.
It was just too fun
that's
to
the
watch
most,
it.
That's the most common question that she gets, Phoebe from Friends.
Like Phoebe from Friends.
That's actually who she was named after.
That would have been funny if they'd have said, well, why were you named Phoebe? Oh, I don't know. My mom's sitting right over there. Ask her.
Yeah. She wasn't going to bring me into that and make it awkward. One of my favorite things about us choosing that name, I was big pregnant. We were watching
Friends.
We were had it on, I think whatever DVD or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it came to me that how much I love that name. And I said, if this one's a girl, can we do Phoebe? What do you think of it? And you loved it immediately. And then we told my grandfather, when we told my family, my grandfather, who was the retired minister, he was like, oh, like from the Bible. And I was like,
yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not really. I just kind of skated past that question.
Yeah, I had no idea that Phoebe was in the Bible.
Oh, yeah. And then he went and told us where from and all of that.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 7:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, can we talk about comfort books? You know,
please.
That book you always go back to?
Yes.
I'd like to know if you have a comfort book. It's the book you go to every time when you're in between reads or you can't find
yes.
something to read.
Yes.
Last week, you were talking about Harry Potter, Jody. That,
yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, I went back to it and enjoyed every word, even though I know the whole story.
Yeah.
But being back with the friends and the twist and the beauty. Yeah.
Right. My comfort book is from this guy, Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, Kitchen Confidential.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was first introduced to him by this book,
mm-hmm.
but then, of course, he's got No Reservations and all the series he did.
It is indeed marvelous. For everybody, regardless of race, creed, color, or degree of inebriation, is welcomed.
See, I love the way he writes. You know what he's talking about there? Waffle House.
Oh.
I love that.
I was saying, obviously, food.
His first ever visit to Waffle House. And,
right.
and this book is just, this is the book that, I guess, put him on the map.
Kitchen Confidential.
Yeah. He talks about his first experiences as a cook, as
right.
a chef, and how bizarre the world is, and the people that you meet and all that.
Right.
And it's like whenever I'm between books or it's like I'm just like, I can't watch any more TV.
Right. I feel that too.
I pick up Kitchen Confidential and I read it again. And kind of like said about Harry Potter, it's like you know them, you know the people, you know the situations, mm-hmm. and it makes you feel, you know, comfortable, at ease. Yeah.
But to experience it again, you can get something else out of it a second, third time through.
And you'll see something you didn't read last time or it'll make sense to you this time.
Right.
Yeah. Mine are going to be the typical books, though, that they're not. They're nonfiction.
What are they? That's okay.
The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, which is, you know, and actually that's one I've been, you know, into lately. But there are a whole bunch of, you know, they're Dale Carnegie books, not just the How to Win Friends and Influence People. Those books are just kind of, I mean, I don't know, they're just kind of comfort books to go back to if you need a mental reset on things.
Sure. Anyway,
that's my comfort books are not everybody's comfort books.
That doesn't matter. That's what makes it your comfort book.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. Can we put Kitchen Confidential in the Not So Serious Book Club?
I want to hear everybody else's too.
Do you want me to put How to Stop Worrying and Start Living in there too?
How about just Kitchen Confidential this time?
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Oh my goodness, Sam, we have to thank you for showing us this late Friday when we were all leaving. You found this and shared it with us, and it's from Amazon. It's going to be on the big screen with IMAX. It's a documentary about the Blue Angels.
When you're flying 12 inches apart, everybody's lives are in each other's hands.
Whoa.
It's an eye-opener for how inherently dangerous this job is.
Shot in IMAX, okay? And it's going to be on IMAX screens for 1 week in May, May 17th through the 23rd, before it hits Prime Video worldwide in May. So this is the documentary you watch all summer.
So you got to go see it at IMAX, though, because on Prime, it's not really IMAX.
I know. It's not.
It feels a little closer to the real thing.
It's everything. They take you inside the cockpit. And by the way, this is J.J. Abrams and one of the Top Gun Maverick producers as well, putting this together. They take you inside the cockpit to show you how someone becomes a Blue Angel and the selection process, the training regimen. And then they have this demanding 8-month show season where they're just doing air shows. And it's all these incredible, like, aerial shots. You can't believe it's not. And it's not a Tom Cruise movie.
It's going to look gorgeous in IMAX.
It is. If you've not seen the trailer, go look for it. It's called Blue Angels.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
The most beautiful parts of Princess Catherine's message about her cancer diagnosis from the other day. I feel like I'll always remember where I was when I was watching on Friday the 2-minute announcement from Princess Catherine, Princess Kate Middleton, about her cancer diagnosis.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
I mean, we had just talked Friday morning, guys, about, you know, her medical records being messed with at that hospital.
Yeah, right.
And then we all get this news. I remember where I was when I was watching it, on my phone in a yoga studio. Did you guys remember where you were watching it?
At home.
Right.
It shut down all that silliness pretty fast on the Photoshop, didn't it?
Are you kidding? We'll get to that because there's been a lot of regret about that for people who had, you know, who had made fun of it.
Good.
But on our Facebook page, we heard from you. Stacy said, it's so sad that she was basically forced to do this because of the media and the lies that were being spread, sending prayers for her for a complete healing. Phyllis, same thing. I believe she was basically forced to make some sort of public announcement, if only for the sake of her children.
Yeah.
The thing about her, from me, I don't feel like we've heard from her a lot. Even the sound of her voice was like kind of surprising to me, right? My prayers.
Well, I think you needed to hear this directly from her.
Right.
Because of all the, you know, the conspiracy fools out there. Well, if William says it, then maybe something's wrong and she's not really there.
It's so dumb. And her thing was so straightforward. The other thing is she could have just released a statement in writing and we would have had it. But she was so genuine sitting there with her hands folded. Yeah. And I don't know about you guys, but every time I see her, I'm looking at that hand. That ring that she wears was Princess Diana's ring. And then William gave it to her. Anyway, she was just such a class act, talking about her children, and you just could feel that, like, look, this happened to me. This is going on. You know, we now know that it's just preventative chemotherapy, and that's all we know, and that's fine. At the end of the message, I thought it was so beautiful where she turned it out to the rest of the world.
At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Such a class act.
Beautiful message.
A princess. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, Instagram is giving us all the option to limit political content ahead of the election.
Yay! Okay.
Yeah, you like that, do you? So they announced it last month. They're going to stop proactively recommending political content from accounts that you don't follow. So it's already been set to limit by Instagram. So you don't have to do anything if you don't want it. But if you do happen to want a bunch of political, you know, stuff flooding your feed, you have to go into settings and hit the option to not limit political content. Okay?
Yep.
And number two, then there were 16. March Madness living up to its name this weekend with multiple games going into overtime. A lot going on. There's Cinderellas to root for as well. Mm-hmm. The Wolfpack of NC State continue to ride their winning streak. The tournament will resume play on Thursday. And number three, after Princess Kate Middleton announced her cancer diagnosis and her preventative chemotherapy over the weekend, there's been a lot of online regret by many who had made jokes at her expense with the whole Mother's Day photo, including Blake Lively, who made a statement online and apologized for now deleted Instagram posts where she had done a Photoshop, you know, picture with her and her kids that was just like the Kate one. A lot of public regret.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
I sent you both a picture of an Easter bunny the other day. Okay. A white chocolate bunny. And neither one of you responded.
Yeah,
but
that's right. The one you said you had to eat when you were a kid.
I did.
Oh, this is the one that didn't have an inside.
Well,
I mean, they're hollow,
regardless,
right?
Regardless, I don't remember if they were hollow or not.
I never knew that solid chocolate Easter bunnies existed like that until many years later.
Oh, all yours were hollow?
Yeah. Yeah, the Easter bunny always brought the hollow ones to our house.
Mine too. Ours were hollow, but mine were always the white bunny.
Yeah.
And I'm shopping this weekend.
Oh, because of the white chocolate? Because you couldn't have real chocolate?
I'm looking at all these fantastic chocolate bunnies. And Reister bunnies and fancy chocolate bunnies. And then there's that little, shorter, small, white bunny.
Yeah.
And it's a trigger for me almost.
Did you run crying
it
from the candy
me.
Aisle?
Oh, it hurts?
It's
I'm
a little
sorry.
Bit of a weird trigger because remember when I was little, our pediatrician told my parents that I was allergic to chocolate, cheese, and peanut butter. And so those three things were taken away as a child. Right. I would get a white bunny.
It was all done without any test to prove that, right?
I know.
That's what's really bad about it. Right. So you got the white chocolate bunny, and I like white chocolate.
I didn't.
You didn't?
And to me, it's... I don't know why I didn't think to ask my family, isn't this also chocolate?
Yeah, it's in the name.
But the word is I would get the zero candy bars, too.
Oh.
Which made me feel like
a
zero.
I love those. Those are good candy bars,
too. No, they're
too.
Not. Yeah, not they when are. You can't have Snickers.
Oh.
Well, I mean, okay, I get that.
Not when you're not allowed even one Hershey Kiss at Grandma's house because you're allergic.
Yeah. Does your mom ever address that with her now?
No, because what difference does it make? But it's almost a trigger. And do you want to know why?
I'll be happy to bring it up if you want. Next gathering.
At Easter, it's coming right
there
up.
There you go. Sitting around the table.
Do you know why?
Hey, I got a bone to pick with you.
Another white bunny, huh,
Why
Jody?
Did you deprive my lovely wife over here?
Well, listen. I feel like it's a trigger because when I see that, I remember that because of being told that I was allergic to those things, I would sneak chocolate and peanut butter and cheese. And that began a whole negative guilt food thing.
Aww.
Isn't that horrible? If you're sneaking food, there's something wrong.
Why didn't you tell your parents you were eating that stuff and it wasn't affecting you?
Because I didn't want to get in trouble.
No.
They wouldn't have believed me, and then they would have locked it all up.
Well, I know what I'm bringing home this weekend then. So do you want hollow or solid? Or
a
Reister bunny?
Solid chocolate. Real chocolate.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 8:50.
Sam, I know you got swanky this weekend with your daughter, Maddie. What was it?
It was the actual formal induction into initiation into the sorority.
Wow.
Now,
okay,
she had the regular initiation in earlier. The fall. Uh-huh. But then they do this fancy one where all the girls
you made a whole
walk out in full-length white dresses. And
So did you embarrass her? Let's hear it.
No, I did not. So everybody could rest easy.
So she was nervous that you were going to embarrass her because of someone else who was there?
Yeah, there was a former major leaguer there, and his name is Morris. It's two in front of us.
Right.
You know, and standing there waiting. They were like 5 feet away, and I was like, there he is, Maddie. There he is.
So was it difficult?
Well, you really ramped it up, didn't you, Ford?
Oh, yeah. It was more tongue-in-cheek, fun and games, whatever, because when we were standing in line at one point, mm-hmm. she says, let's put our hands up there and pretend like we're going to touch his back.
Oh, cute.
So that one of the pictures we took of our fingers.
Funny. See, that's her being like you.
Yeah.
You notice that she's like you in ways?
Very much so. And in fact, that day, really, it was like heavy. What was special to me about that day, it was great. The beautiful dress she had on.
I know. Don't even get me started on her gorgeous dress.
Walking her down that steps and taking pictures. But the thing I love the most is we spent forever together, just the two of us.
Oh, nice.
We had to be there early.
Yeah.
So it's like I picked her up at the dorm. Mm-hmm. Like, talk about, I guess what it's like the junior version of what it's going to feel like when she puts on a wedding dress and comes down the aisle.
Uh-huh.
Wow. She came walking out the dorm in
a white dress.
And it's like, oh my God, look at that.
Those pictures, that dress, she just looks, she has to keep that dress forever.
Yeah.
Please,
Maddie. You can see it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, please wear it again.
And, you know, we sat around and waited for the thing. And then when we did it, took pictures. And then afterwards, between the presentation and the party, the mm-hmm. family party after, mm-hmm. we had like an hour or so. So we were just together, changing clothes. We went and ate. It was great. It was great for her, I know, but it was really good for me.
Right.
To spend that time.
And maybe you should let her know that, how much it meant to you.
Can we do it again next weekend?
Did the major leaguer recognize you from the last time you met him?
Not at all. And I noticed he glanced my way a few times, but just, you know, looking around the room, it wasn't, hey, Sam!
No, he just looked right through you, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
I want to bring you back to a comedy from the 90s, and that is Happy Gilmore.
All right, let's go. You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
Adam Sandler, of course, one of his big. See, you love that. I barely remember Happy Gilmore, probably because it's a golf comedy.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently Happy Gilmore 2 is actually in the works.
Oh.
People have been talking about it forever to Adam. He's never loved the script, but the guy who played his rival in the movie, Christopher McDonald, said he's seen the script, they've contacted him, and apparently Adam is okay with what he's seeing. So Happy Gilmore 2 apparently is in the works.
Hmm.
You happy about that?
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore about it? Okay. Wizards of Waverly Place news as well. Everything is not what it seems. This is confirmed for sure that this reboot is returning this fall on the Disney Channel and on Disney Plus.
Same people.
With original stars Selena Gomez and David Henry reprising their roles as brother and sister wizards.
What about the parents? No parents?
No idea about the parents yet. I don't have confirmation on that. But it'll be released this fall on Disney Plus and on the Disney Channel and all that good stuff.
Huh.
So that's cute and cool. A good project. A big fan base.
Oh, yeah.
Right? She has shared, Selena, we are back. So grateful. Magic. Sam, do you have anything on your front door?
Yeah.
What is it?
A wreath.
And what does it look like?
It's just a generic kind of wreath.
Are you a wreath changer?
For certain seasons, yeah.
You okay?
Nice.
Yeah. Right now, it's the generic one filling. I should have put an Easter one up, but
no,
it's just regular.
There's no should involved.
It's got a ribbon on it.
Okay. There's no should. Mm-hmm. I have my spring wreath up right now.
It's a good thing you have that touch, because you know that if it was just me living there, not that I would want to live by myself there, Jody, I'm saying, but I don't think I would put a wreath on the front door.
I know you
would.
It
would not occur to me to do that.
I know that. Trust, I know. Murphy is, look, and this is not a dig, but you don't notice things like that. Murphy will walk through the house and I'll have something new, and unless he trips on it, he won't see it. Now, meanwhile, if I walk through and he's put a flashlight somewhere, it's like, oh, no. This has a place. It needs to go in its place. Anyway, I ask about the wreath thing because I posted a picture of my spring wreath just because I said, hey, I want to see your door. And the the wreaths that everybody's been posting are so cool and gorgeous. Some of them are made out of like Easter egg things. Mm. Some of them are just, you know, your favorite team stuff. Like tigers, you got wildcats on here. You got people using peep art to, you know, do a whole walk up of Easter stuff. It's cute. Gorgeous. Like Lisa's is like that. Paula's is in the shape of, it's not a seasonal, it's in the shape of a big paw, and it says woof, meaning this is a doghouse.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Here's one that you might like, Sam. Birgit posted, be nice or leave.
Yes!
It just says, be nice or leave. And then everybody wants to know if I made that wreath. Absolutely, I did not. I did not make that wreath. I'm not that talented or patient.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I could learn how, but I don't want to.
Just not patient.
Well,
right.
Yeah, I do other sorts of artsy things, but
the best wreath I have came from an auction that I won.
That's so funny. I won mine at a raffle.
Hey.
And do you know, when I was walking out of the, it was an event we went to years ago, Murphy. I know you don't remember, but I do. But I walked out with that wreath and there were like three or four women. I wanted that. I'm sorry. Yeah,
I just remember winning goldfish. That's about it. You know,
or whatever. Ping pong ball?
Beta fish or whatever those things were called.
They were goldfish at the kids' school and the kids were excited about it. And of course, we could never keep fish alive. Thanks for that good memory, Murphy.
Sorry.
Go see the gorgeous wreaths on our Instagram and Facebook pages.